Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bobby, given by what I just talked about, how concerned are you about this three-game stretch the Saints are on and they're 1-2?
Well, I don't know. You scored 30 points. You should be able to win the game. But I'm going to break that down, as I continue to speak. But, well, you know how long it's been till the Cheeseheads or the Packer Nation when the last time they won in the Big Easy? You got to go back to a quarter of a century. 25 years ago was the last time that they won in New Orleans in 1995. So when you think about that, now you look at the cycle and how they play home and away and all that. But the one thing that I know, the Packers have overall had our number 9 out of 17 times the all-time record against Green Bay. They've had our number. Green Bay has had our number. The Saints have won 4 of the 6 games against the Packers since Sean Payton became head coach in 2006. Now they've won 4 of 7. And then I said this in the pregame that you're going to have to score against Green Bay. Just how the games have unfolded, the winning team has scored 34-plus points in 7 of the last 9 matchups going into the game. So I'd say, well, the Saints need to score at least 34 or more points to win. Well, now it's 8 out of 10 games that the winning team has scored 34-plus points as the Packers came out on top 37-30. Now, I talked to you about Alvin Kamara. I think this is what you're asking for him to do, whether he's rushing the football or as a pass-receiving running back. He has 197 total yards. So that goes back to Reggie Bush. That goes back to Darren Sproles. Alvin Kamara, I always put it at 150, if you're having some kind of balance, because it could be like a short pass to Kamara is like a long handoff or whatever. So he had 197 total yards. So I would say against the Raiders and the Packers, Alvin Kamara has done his job. Now you have to look at the complete team. But this is a bunch of BS when you think about. We had 122 yards rushing on 20 carries. You're averaging 6 yards a carry like we did against the Raiders. But we only had 12 yards in the second half rushing, and you ended up with 122.
On 6 attempts in the second half.
So you got to attempt, Christian. We ended up with 20 attempts. So 6 attempts in the second half. There's no way if we're running the ball 4.5, 5 yards a carry, we should not have 28 to 32 rushing attempts instead of 20 rushing attempts. I mean, it's just the way it is. I'm looking at the Packers. They only averaged 3.8 yards a rushing attempt, but they still ran the ball 6 times more than us at 26. So, listen, whether you look at Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, it's a push. You look at kind of the quarterback rating, even though Aaron Rodgers hits the bigger plays down the field as far as how the football travels. But Drew Brees had 288 yards throwing. The yards after the catch, it all counts. 288. Aaron Rodgers had 283. So that's basically the same. But the one thing we cannot do is the penalties. Now, I always say we were right on the cusp. We had 8 penalties. You don't want 9 or 100 yards. But we had 8 for 83. So that's telling me, considering how we were so far in the lead, after 3 games, we're still leading the NFL in penalty yardage, which you don't want to do. Now, were the officials, were they from Wisconsin? Or what were they thinking? They had one horrendous spot. I mean, how in the hell? Wasn't even close. You know, I could see it was a foot. It was more than a yard, or at least a yard. They wanted to give it to him. Sean Payton challenged it, but I don't know. They had 2 penalties for 10 yards. We had 8 for 83. Are they more disciplined than us? I mean.
Looks like it.
If you look at the 3 games, and we're leading the NFL, the penalties, we shot ourselves in the foot. We got a little better. We went over 50%, but this is still not good. It was a wash. We both were 5 and 11, 45% on third down. We had right at 400 yards. They had 370 yards. So all of that is really a push when you look at it. But you know what? In a close game like this, we were -1 in the turnover margin. You know why that's significant, Christian? I was telling you this at the end. You know how we set an NFL record last year? We only had 8 giveaways. Guess who was second in the NFL?
Green Bay.
With 13. With only 13 giveaways. So if we thought the Packers are just going to give up the ball, they don't do that. They're very disciplined. So they were #2 in the NFL last year. So that didn't surprise me that they wouldn't get turned over. We ended up being -1. Now we're +2 for the season. But the bottom line is that I don't know what's going to happen going forward. I think the schedule is favorable. Now, with that being said, I would have thought right now, you look at Tampa Bay, at Las Vegas, and Green Bay, that we could possibly be 1-2, but then 2-1, because I think Tampa Bay, you see them getting better. I was discouraged how we lost to the Raiders, but I was not necessarily disappointed, even though we were favored by 3 points to lose to Green Bay. Now, it would be horrendous, considering it's Super Bowl or bust, if next Sunday at 12 noon, you're playing at Detroit, then you got Monday night, the Chargers here in the Superdome, then you have a bye week, then you got October 25th, Carolina at home, then you got the Bears here. How can the Bears be undefeated? The Bears are sorry. The Bears aren't very good. Now, Tampa Bay, November 8th, I think they're going to be better. So, Christian, I'm still looking at the glass half full, and I think right now, even though we wanted to, I would be extremely disappointed if we're not 5-2 going into the Tampa Bay game on November the 8th.
That's it for Bobby's Rant and the Saints Nation Rant on Facebook, brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Stick around for more of The Point After on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.